Hey guys, it's Kathy Crafty Chica. I have a new installment of the Crafty Chica podcast. I have a wonderful friend from San Diego out here. Pam, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Pam Covarrubias. I am a host, also a podcast host from Café con Pam podcast. I am a photographer, I am a graphic designer, and I'm a mixed media artist.
Oh, I love that.
I'm a speaker too.
And she's also a speaker. Now, we met at Hispanicize in Miami, and which I always say, go out of your comfort zone, travel, go to conferences. It's so great to meet and collaborate with people. And she has this awesome podcast. We just finished recording for her podcast. And I thought, well, let's record a podcast for you guys because she has so many cool stories. And she left corporate America to follow her passion of being an entrepreneur, doing a creative lifestyle. So Pam, what are like your top three business projects that you have going on right now?
So right now I'm focusing on the podcast because it's what I enjoy the most, is meeting with incredible people like you.
And how many episodes do you have so far?
Today I released episode 37.
Wow, congratulations. Yeah,
thank you. I release episodes once a week. So it's a lot of work, but it's so fun. I love that one. I'm focusing on my photography. And that's something that I've done since I was like 17. I bought my first camera. I saved for it. And I've been capturing photos since I can remember. And so finally I was like, you know, why not?
And what are your favorite subjects to photograph?
I love photographing humans. When people ask me what's your subject, I say humans from the moment they're conceived until they get engaged, which means I'm not a wedding photographer, but I can do anything else.
Yes.
That involves humans.
Yes.
I'm getting a lot into the blog now that I've been going to We All Grow and Hispanicize. I've been meeting a lot of bloggers and content creators and influencers, and I'm getting into that space where I can be their photographer. So,
oh, that is great.
Yeah, so I'm focusing on that. I'm doing some fashion / it's mainly fashion product photography. And it's just so fun capturing the essence of people. I think that's what I love about what I do. And my company is called Spread Ideas Move People. Because some time ago I needed to find my mission in life. You know, I was working this corporate job and I was like, this is not fulfilling. And so I went into this self-discovery journey and I realized that my mission in life was to spread ideas, move people. Whether it is from interviewing them and me sharing their message and allowing them and providing a platform for them to share. Or capturing their essence through my photography or helping them with the logo through my graphic design. Or creating mixed media pieces, you know, where I can tell someone else's story that I've heard through art.
What would you say has been like a really nice success story that you've seen come out of your photography or your podcast? And I know I asked for three business, but I'm just so enamored by these two. I mean, can you share like something that came out of the work that you've done?
I mean, from the podcast, I think a lot of people, a lot of my guests, they say, thank you for providing this platform. But I think the best thing that happens to me is meeting them and getting to know them and hearing their story and being inspired by their journey. Because I interview people from all kinds of paths, and it's just so cool to be able to hear their stories and me learn from them and then allow others to be inspired by them. I think that's one of the coolest things.
Oh, that is great. And you know, you're such a good example of someone who maybe is in a job where they know they're meant for something more and they know it's out there and they're too afraid to take that chance to go find out. And can you share, like, do you remember a defining moment when you knew you were going to leave your job to go start this new life?
I remember for a couple of weeks, it was Sunday night, and I would be like, oh, it's Sunday night. Tomorrow is time to go to the office. And that's when I was like, why? And one of the things, my dad is a musician, and he, my grandfather was a lawyer. And so from all of his kids, he required them to have a degree. Because that was the thing, I mean, going back to what we talked about before, you know, being the product of immigrant parents, you want that job security. And
yeah.
So he required all of his children to have a degree. And my dad wanted music. He's a musician by ear. Mm-hmm. So he just, his fingers would just play instruments by just listening to them. And he finished his engineering degree. He gave his degree to his dad. And he was like, okay, this is what you wanted. Now I'm going to pursue what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So since I grew up, my dad was like, you know, do what you love and the money will come.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I still had that. I grew up with my grandparents most of the time. So I had that, like, go for the job security and get the job. But in the back of my head, it was like, no, do what you love and mm-hmm. the money will come. Do what you love and the money will come. And finally, I was like, let's do it.
And now that you're doing this full time, what has been the biggest challenge and how do you overcome it?
I think every day, especially starting out, it's just, I had to figure out to focus on the, for me that I'm starting out, to focus.
Oh, thank you. Look, this is my husband, Patrick.
Hi.
This is
Pam. Nice to meet you.
Her dad is a musician, too. This is Patrick's. I'm doing a podcast. Say hi.
Hi.
Oh, how cute. Look. Oh, you even brightened up her hair.
Oh, he thinks like, oh, Chad.
I know. How cute.
That's awesome. I don't know what I'm saying.
Oh, we were talking about, like, what is a challenge, like, now that you're out in the world of entrepreneurship, freelance, what is a challenge and how do you overcome it?
I think in the beginning, a challenge for me was I had to focus on the profit-producing activities.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was starting out, you have to make money, right?
Yeah.
Pay rent. You have to come up with your bills that somebody else was covering before. And I had to really ground myself and make a list of the activities that were going to make me money.
Yeah.
Because we talked about this earlier, you know, you could sit in your studio and just make stuff all day.
Mm-hmm.
But really, what is it going to make you money today, tomorrow, in the future?
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that it may not be as glamorous and exciting at the moment, but I had to, like, for example, create a marketing plan. And, like, those are the things that you kind of, like, drag. And, well, for me, like, my numbers. I had to really get clear on my numbers. I had to meet with an accountant and be like, what do I do? And those are the things that when you work for your own, I mean, you wear a lot of hats.
Yeah.
So you just.
But you're doing the right thing by knowing what you need to do, like laying it out there in black and white, being aware of it, because a lot of people don't do that. They just want to, like, shake the tree every month and see what falls out so they can pay their bills or just create things randomly. But if you can have a plan for it, like even these things, you know, Pam came over when I just had like not like a meltdown or anything, but last night I'm like, I don't want to work on any client projects. I just want to do something fun. So I just started painting these little wood slices with no rhyme or reason. But really, the business part of me is like, okay, I have these Frida events coming up, so I can theme these around Frida, and they're a perfect price point for what I know, you know, that people will be willing to spend at the event. So that's always in the back of my head. So like you said, it's good to have that as the foundation of thinking like a business person. And I mean, yeah, we always have room to let that go to the wind and just create, but it's all about balance.
Right. And also what helped me a ton was sitting down one day and I was like, I'm not doing anything today until I set up my goals.
Mm-hmm.
And what is my 10-year plan? What do I want my life to be in 10 years? What do I want my life to be in 5?
Yeah.
What do I want to be remembered for? And I wrote it down, and I wrote all of the things that I do, all of my businesses, and then I wrote down specific goals. And you know, what are they? SMART goals. But I did measurable, attainable, and consistent. I don't remember the acronym, but basically money. So how much money do I want, like, am I going to make? Well, first I had to figure out how much money do I need to survive. You know, it's bare minimum that if I don't make that, we're not eating this right. month, you know?
Yeah.
And then from that, breaking it down to when I have a photography client or a family, what is mm-hmm. the minimum sale that I need to have? You know, do I need to increase my session fee
mm-hmm.
or do I need to increase on my prints, on my yeah. wall art?
Uh-huh.
You know, and really go in, because I messed up so many sessions, just be like, oh,
yeah.
do you want to buy some wall art? Because yeah. I can provide that.
Uh-huh.
Right now, it's like, I go in the door with a goal in mind, like, we need to do $800 in sales today.
Yes.
Because we haven't had two sessions in the last week, and, you know, we need yes. that. And once you go with the goal in mind, you just,
yes. like, don't you feel like once you set a goal, it's like you're punching it into the matrix or into, yes. you're putting your order in, and it just starts to flow in that area. Yeah. That is just so amazing how that happens.
It's crazy. And it's crazy how it really clarifies what you do. It clarified it to me, what I do every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because every morning I look at my goals.
Yeah.
Okay, what am I going to do to make this, to get a client to book a session for this weekend?
Yeah.
What am I going to, you know, am I going to send an email? Am I going to, like, what is,
yeah.
what is the activity that I need to do today to get me to that point where right. I want to be?
Excellent. And do you mind if I ask, what is, can you give us a couple photography tips for those of us who are not professional photographers? Yeah. Maybe we do the Instagram or the blog thing. What are a couple just easy tips that we can start applying?
Totally. For my models, when I photograph people, I always tell them, fold whatever can fold.
Okay.
Meaning, if you have hands, you know, think about Barbie dolls,
yeah.
you know. You fold your elbows, you fold your don't lock your knees unless the pose is like that, you know,
uh-huh.
unless you're like the superwoman pose,
yeah.
then you don't fold that. Fold everything that you fold, number one. Everything that you can fold, number two, create triangles with your body.
Okay.
Because whether you are curvy or not, you by putting triangles,
uh-huh.
spaces, and this is goes back to,
and she has her hand on her hip,
on
and
my
she's
hip.
Like circling the area between okay. her torso to her elbow, like that triangle
yeah.
area.
So
okay.
there's the triangle, and then you compensate it by, if you fold your right arm, then maybe you can have your left leg straight.
Okay.
Or fold it a little bit. Push the hips out, because you're creating curves in your
yes.
body, and that, because if you look like stiff
mm-hmm.
and move, I think a lot of times when I've photographed people who are not used to being in front of the camera, is they get stuck.
Yeah.
And I always tell them, just move. Just
yes.
Just move.
You know, it's funny, I had this guy tell me one time that when you're posing for pictures, you have to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're doing it right. If you feel comfortable, you're going to look slouchy. And
yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you have to stretch it a little and pop things out here and there and then hold it steady.
Yeah. So that's for posing. For face, that's very uncomfortable. You push your chin out.
Mm-hmm.
That way you don't get
yeah.
the, you know, you get the one chin. And then it's weird, and people get uncomfortable, and I'm like, well,
do you want to look good in this picture or not?
Yes. So that's for people. For things, I love props.
Uh-huh.
I go, like, when I go to my grandma's house, I always steal stuff, and my aunts get mad. But anything really can create a story, and you're
yeah.
a great storyteller. So just think about what creates
what,
the story,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, we can look at it and see the context of it.
Yeah, like, yeah. for example, you're doing the wood stuff. But it would be amazing if you put your little trace of paint
uh-huh.
and a paintbrush.
Mm-hmm.
So that will tell me that
it's a work in progress.
Exactly. That you're working on it.
Oh, that is great. And do you have any tips if someone wants to start a podcast? What do they have to do?
Start.
Yes.
I think the concept is important. You know,
mm-hmm.
what is going to be your focus?
Yeah.
Number one, put a name to that. And that the graphic designer in me wants to bring in the branding side of it.
Yeah.
You know, like, be consistent on your message.
Mm-hmm.
Have an intro, an outro. But really, like, the number one thing is, what is going to be your message?
Yeah.
What do you want to do for people when they listen to you?
Yeah.
So having that first, and then the other things will come.
That is awesome. And what events do you have coming up?
I have, let's see. for my art. I'm currently showing one painting in San Diego at a brewery. I have
What's the name of the brewery?
It's called Border X.
Okay.
Brewery. And then I have another, it's a Latina conference on July 15th. And the theme of that conference is called to release your goddess from within. Uh-huh. I know it in Spanish. I can't translate it. But it's basically to release your inner goddess.
Yeah.
Your inner goddess. And it's just kind of empower women. Mm-hmm. It's the largest Spanish-speaking Latina conference in the U.S.
Wow.
And they're going to have a group of artists there.
Is it in San Diego?
It's in San Diego, yeah.
That is great.
So it's next month.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to have a group of artists there. And I have to start making some art.
That is so wonderful. And what is your website and how can we find you online?
It's spreadideasmovepeople.com. Mm-hmm. And that's the main kind of mother company of everything else that I do. I have my Instagram handles are, my personal is Cobiux, Cobiux.
Uh-huh.
The podcast is at Café con Pam Podcast. My photography is at Pamco Photography. And then the same on Facebook.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you. What do you think of Phoenix so far? She's here in June, the end of June.
Let's see. It's 105.
Oh, that's nothing. Yeah. Last week it was 120.
Oh my gosh. That's insane.
I know.
It's crazy.
I know.
It's hot. I would stay in all day.
Yep. That's what we do. Yep.
But it's great. You know, I like Phoenix. Phoenix is a place that kind of grounds me.
Mm-hmm.
In San Diego, it's like go, 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 but Phoenix is so much more slower. Like, for example, I've been in, of course, it's hot, so you have to stay and there's nothing you can do outside. But I just got, like, so much done.
That is awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming to visit me and working me in your schedule.
Thank you for having me. I'm really honored,
and I'm excited to share all of this with the Crafty Chica podcast listeners.
Yes, I'm excited.
Thank you.
Thank you.